as I carried on, I saw it dingly ding down the dual carriageway, and it was a can of G&T. You know, the great green and, well, Lucas is not
there. Ashley was in the car in front, was she?
My eyes in front of you. Whoa! Packet G&T fag.
I'm like, what's the rubbish?
Just
shit?
Get a fake
Just
one.
Get a fake one like some others. Like, whoa. Is this where you said you have to buy? No, I would ruin it. They'd look at me and I'd be out. So.
Yeah, so we're not having her contaminating.
Contaminating it.
You get the, what is it, the saying? Have you got any merch under there? They think you're about something
under
else.
Under the table, anything under the table.
Any packet.
I might say any packet.
Packet.
Any, can you give us a deal for cash? Yeah. Like, get out.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? Roses are red, violets are blue. Is there any part of your body that still belongs to you?
Hi and welcome to Nip Tuck. Now, as you can see, we are dressed in some
snuggly jammers.
How come, like, cozy?
They're nice.
Satin.
The only issue I have with sateen and silk is it makes my armpits sweat.
These are cute. These are from Boot Avenue. I know loads of you are going to ask, and as are the slippers.
Slippers are really nice.
They're very comfy.
So,
Valentine's special.
Valentine's special. We've got a good one coming up, okay? So, first of all, we have got an Alexa cheating hack and a story. That's an absolute belter, so I'm going to tell you that.
I'm excited.
We've got a dilemma about a lady who found her husband's journal or boyfriend's. Oh. Yeah, it wasn't good, so we're going to talk about that. We've got a general chit-chat, catch-up about life.
Men used to go to war, and now they journal.
Catch-up about life. Just a bit of all sorts, really. But Valentine's based. And if you're on your own this Valentine's, don't worry. So we have partnered with an amazing podcast, haven't we? So we have done a combined show. Now, if you think we have got a lot to say, this particular person is very us, and it is going to be wild. So that
you
is going to be,
gonna
you're going to absolutely love it. And that is more of a Valentine's Day special. So this is kind of Valentine's themed. Is there something in your mouth, love?
I think it's from that new cup. It was like
cardboard. I didn't wash it. I didn't wash the new cup. Oh, well. So anyway, let's get cracking. Right, quick plug. YouTube. We're on YouTube. You wanted YouTube. You asked for YouTube. Go and bloody watch it then. And subscribe as well. So we're on YouTube. You can always get in touch with us on the WhatsApp. You can email us. You can DM us. If you want to talk to us personally, you can get on Patreon. Patreon's bloody amazing. You've got your extra bonus app on there as well. I think I've said enough now about that.
Patreon,
I want to talk.
Patreon, OnlyFans without the tits.
OnlyFans. If someone said, can you show a picture of your tits in there, I would.
Probably
so,
would.
Don't know. Right, listen. I need to get something off my chest.
What, on Patreon?
Where are we going, Ashley?
Guys, we're going to the Brit Awards.
We're going to the Brit Awards!
So, ages ago, because Lauren's head is in the clouds, I was like, Lauren, the Brit Awards are coming to Manchester. Is this the first time, Lucas?
That it's been in Manchester?
Oh, good question.
There's never really stuff in Manchester.
No.
We went to the MTV Awards, didn't we?
Did we?
With Boohoo.
Oh my God, was that the MTV? I am so bad.
What did you think that was?
I can't remember.
Yes, that was in Manchester. But I think that the Brits is quite big.
The Brits is
first
the
ever time.
First ever time. So the Brits is in Manchester on Saturday, the 28th of February.
Yeah, apparently, let's see, Jack Whitehall will be hosting it.
I was going to say to you, guess who's hosting so we're going to the Brits. Right, first, let's just backstory. We're not going to be like, we're so cool. No, we were fucking excited about it.
Yeah.
And the us, like, 4 or 5 years ago would have been like,
and we have
to remember that. We're not going to be cool girl about this.
No.
We every year we're like, didn't get asked to go somewhere again. Nobody wants us. And anyway,
what's the one that we never get asked
it's
to
the,
go
is
to?
Is it not the Brits?
No, it's
National
like,
TV Awards, maybe?
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
why would we? We're not
like
on
that.
Telly. Why would we? We wouldn't. You'd go have to be on telly for that. Or really famous.
I don't know.
We're never getting invited to anything.
And then, so this has come through and we're like fully going for like the full thing. We're on a table and we don't have an outfit yet. We don't have glam booked yet. We, you know, I was well prepared and I thought, I'm going to book glam in for 3 o'clock. Like, yep. You know, with our friend Alicia. No. You have to be ready by like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So obviously, because you need like probably an hour of getting pictures, then leave 40 minutes to get there.
So everything's in turmoil right now for us.
We're finding out hopefully today more on timings. But I just spoke to Sarah then and she was like, can you see if you can book Alicia for the whole evening? And I was like, Sarah, no, like, I don't. What? Yeah, I know.
Anyway, we need to look at that. So we're going to talk a little bit.
We don't have a dress.
We're going to talk a bit more in the bonus, aren't we, about our dress ideas?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't want everyone to know the look we're going for.
Did you see Danny sent a message?
I've not even looked at it because I was driving.
Right, I need to fill you in on that.
Right, so we'll talk about a bit on the bonus and what kind of dress outfits we're thinking.
We've got a stylist.
We've got a stylist. And we're going to talk about it more on there because I don't want everyone to know yet. My Luke.
Well, we don't know our look.
We're
going to Soho House on Sunday. So on Sunday, we're going shopping in Manchester.
Aye.
We're meeting at Selfridges. I am updating my Hermes wish. And then Lauren's meeting me after.
Don't make me go in there.
No, no.
Because I'll say something, I'll ruin it for you. I'll be like, what's this rubbish?
Just get a fake one.
Like some others. Like, what? Is this where you said you have to buy? No, I would ruin it. They'd look at me and I'd be out. So.
So we're not having her
contaminating it.
You get the, what is it, the saying? You got any merch under there? They think you're all about something
under
else.
The table, anything under the table.
Any packet.
I might say any packet.
Packet.
Can you give us a deal for cash?
Like,
get out.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? Do you not know who we are?
Oh my God.
So I'm not allowed to go to that. So but after that, we're meeting.
After that, we're meeting. We've got an appointment in personal shopping and we'll try some outfits on, maybe have a glass of fizz. And then we are going for lunch at Soho House. And I've never been.
We'll report to Patreon because Patreon people keep saying, has anyone been? Is it worth it? What's it like? So we'll definitely report back. I think we'll probably vlog it, won't we? And put it on Patreon.
Well, you can't.
Well, not that bit, but I mean the day.
We'll probably vlog the day.
We're going to vlog today as well
because today we're taking Lucas for lunch afterwards and we're going to do like a creative brainstorming session.
We're having a team meeting.
So that's fun. So it's all going on and
busy for us.
Wish us luck with finding an outfit. To be fair, do you know what? When I used to look at celebrities, I'd be like, why would you need a stylist?
Same.
Did you always think that?
I didn't understand it. And then I realised, like, partly...
No, you do.
You do, because unless you are a stylist at heart, in that case, you would be a stylist, but you're not, because that's not your area of expertise. Or it's not your forte. You can put an outfit together, but that's a bit different to, you know... And if someone can put an outfit together for you and you don't have to think about it and you know it's going to be good, I get it now. I never got it. Maybe we're just getting to that stage in life now where we're just learning, we need a stylist.
It's expensive, but at the same time, like, they're so worth
it. How much
it.
Was that one? We won't say who, but you looked at one.
£1,000
to make and, a look, and that's
and
not
a
the clothes.
A lot of celebrities who are, we know, like, you will all know as well, like, UK, like, kind of, like...
Big ones. Fairly big ones, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Most.
Yeah, but how are they affording £1,000 per look? Because they're using them constantly.
Then you have to buy the frigging look.
Put them on a retainer.
Maybe. And maybe, I think, and I don't know how true this is, if you are famous enough, would the stylist put together the look and then perhaps get the clothes blended for that look? So you don't have
to. For like red carpet.
So you may not have to pay for the dress as such. So you pay the stylist, maybe the stylist it'd work out. Anyway, £1,000 is wow, woo.
Woo!
Woo!
So I think for red carpet though, like you need a stylist because they need to curate like the whole thing. And whenever I do a shoot before, we have said like, "What's the point?" If you're on a shoot, you need to, and I'm modeling, directing, and like
and
sorting.
And you've spent
everything.
A lot. Shoots are expensive, so you want it to be right. Mm. And there's certain parts of the shoot, like the look, the makeup, the hair, that. if you're going to spend a lot of money on this shoot that is done because it's going to be everywhere, you want everything to be right, don't
so,
you?
So, yay to stylists.
Yay to stylists.
But there's a lot of, like, virtual ones now.
There's a few accounts that I follow on Instagram, and honestly, I look, so not necessarily, I love the girls that do the reels with the outfits, but they're not the ones that get me. The ones that I really like are the ones that put the, just make the picture.
The flat lays.
The flat lays. Yeah. So it's literally just like top, and I think, fantastic, I'll buy every single item.
Yeah.
Done.
And put it together.
And put it together, and I will copy you. There's one, what's her bloody name? Style by LB, I want to say.
Yes, I follow her.
She's rocketed. When I first started following her,
she didn't had, she do some work for you? There was one that did some work for you.
My mind, I don't know. But this particular one didn't have loads of followers, and she's smashing it, and rightly so, because it just saves you a job. You go on Instagram, oh, there's an outfit.
Yeah.
Bye, bye, bye. And a lot of it's high street, easy, finished.
Yeah.
So I'm all for those accounts, and I champion. Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, style, yeah.
Oh, what are you He's doing, Lucas? Anyway,
showing. Right. Can I just say, like, I need to rant about something. Oh. So... we were just talking about my trip then to Switzerland because my vlogging camera has been returned to its rightful owner, thankfully. And I have a question to ask you. Right.
Oh, God.
Why?
Do you know what? These silks, I'm slipping down the bloody thing. I'm sliding down the bloody it, fur and silk.
Get yourself
slipping.
A little cushion.
I need an anchor.
Get a cushion I need to put an your drink on like right. this. That's honestly, I always sit with a cushion on my laptop.
Do you?
And, yeah, look, like your arm is resting. Okay. And then, you
I mean,
know,
God
when
forbid
you're on
your phone, you must use your arm for no, a second.
But I've started getting that carpal tunnel thing.
My mum has had two operations for carpal tunnel syndrome.
The doctor said, make sure, like, when you're on your phone, get one of those phone stands up, have it on a cushion.
So I'm going to see a physio tonight, actually. And
about your back.
Well, I thought it was, I think it's probably a combination, but I thought it was more holding Tommy. In the night, I get pins and needles all down my arm and can't feel my arm.
Your hands.
And I'm now thinking, yeah, this morning, two of my fingers were white, as if the circulation hadn't gone to them. They're all right now. But I'm going to see a physio because I think I've got like a rotator cuff thing. You know, when you pull your jumper off your head, when I get my arm to like halfway, I can't move it. Might be to do with Tommy, but maybe I'm getting carpal tunnel syndrome from my phone as well. Because it's giving me tech neck, so maybe it's doing my arm as well.
My friend the other day said how good my neck looks recently. Yes. And it's from using the Skin Better Science Techno Neck cream.
Well, I'll buy it in a bucket.
It is. I've had that. I checked on my phone when I ordered it because I thought, I've been using this
Your neck
loads.
Looks great.
And my facialist commented on it yesterday. I thought, I've been using this loads. And then she commented on it. And I went on my phone to see when I ordered it. And it's lasted for 16 weeks. And I use it
so
every night.
Months. That's really... No, it looks good. Your neck. My neck is so dry.
Neck by Skin Better Science. It's in an orange bottle. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Right.
Go on, rant.
Lucas has fixed the vlogging camera. Okay, so, guys, when you go on holiday, and it's always, like, your all-inclusives or your, like, you know, your proper gluttonous holidays, why do they put weighing scales in your room?
Never thought and about that.
Because I was, like, in the room and I saw weighing scales. Oh, fucking...
She thought, go on then.
We'll give it a go.
And then, do you not think it's really funny? If ever I get on them, then James is like, I'll weigh myself. Why?
Yeah, and they stand next to you and they're like, oh.
Yeah. Why are you weighing yourself? Leave me everything I do. But, and then the kids go, I'll do it as well.
I was like to Ed, like, of all the things. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Hair straighteners? No.
Yeah.
Like,
why
a decent hair dryer? Absolutely not. Why weighing scales? Because the hotel then, I was like, the whole rest of the trip, I was like, well,
I know
I'm
why.
Not going to eat that.
I know why.
I know that I weigh this much.
So you don't eat the all-inclusive. You weigh yourself, you stop eating all the food.
My God.
Or could it be for suitcases?
That's exactly where I was going to go with that.
Could it be for suitcases?
Yeah, but then get one of those suitcasey things.
But what if you forget?
I've got another point, you know, while we're on this, you just thought them. Do you know something really annoying? I mean, you probably don't go to a lot of these. You have been to a couple in Turkey. What really annoys me, and I think it's because it used to annoy my mum, and it kind of passes down. You hear them over the years.
In the background.
In the background, and it kind of gets in your mind. So careful what you say to your kids. But do you know when you go to an all-inclusive breakfast buffet, why do people fill the plates, fill the table with croissants up to there? Say there's seven people at a table, they get 20 croissants. They waste. Have you ever noticed?
I wouldn't do that.
Honestly.
I just get my bit.
You get your bit. No, go right. Look at all inclusives. Because it's free, It's different nationalities, I probably would say.
Russians.
Russians. They fill the entire table, and then I always look, because it's
no,
my
mum.
No,
they don't.
Yeah, no, honestly. And they're not going to eat it all. It's just, and then that's going to get binned. And I always know my mum used to walk past the table and go,
and give them daggers.
Give them daggers and go to me, look at all that wasted food. Look, I've been watching them fill the table.
That's
they've just
so
left
gluttonous.
And they've not ate any of it. So,
that's
disgusting. I eat a lot myself, but I just wouldn't waste it like that.
Do you know what? Like, I used to do all the time, and maybe it was a uni thing, go to like Chinese buffets. Like, are they still a thing?
Yeah.
I've never been to a Chinese buffet.
That is so you coded a Chinese buffet.
I've never been.
Oh
my, Lucas, how good is it? Can we go
after a record?
Can we, after a record, take us to it's Chinese New Year
soon. A bit of this and a bit.
Lauren, it's Chinese New Year soon, so there's loads going on in Chinatown.
Well, maybe we could vlog it and go and have a Chinese.
Let's vlog. Guys, can you send in to us your recommendations of Manchester all
buffet
in Chinese buffets, please?
But does that mean all the food's just left?
Babe,
there
was one when I was at uni that was a fiver.
Oh.
And it was all you could
eat.
That
was cat meat. Fiver.
A cat's like that big. Like,
yeah, but cheap. So easy to get and cheap. So easily accessible.
Trophy! Anyway, yeah, like Chinese buffets in Manchester. Let's go to one after our next.
Let's do that.
When we've got an hour after a record.
How have you never done that?
Is such a life experience that you've not done.
There's another one called that I've never been to and I always wanted to go to. And when we were at Maya, so kind of that era, Red Hot Buffet World.
And it had all the different...
different nationality, different types of
corner.
Food. On the corner. It had a red sign. And
is that
would
gone
go,
now?
I don't know. But it was all like nationality food. What's the word? Is that right?
Yeah.
All different food.
Like, it was different stations of all around the
globe.
So
you get yourself some like egg fried rice and a piece of pizza and a blob of sushi.
I think there's one at the end of Deansgate called Cosmo.
Maybe they changed
the name to that.
It used to be called Red Hot
one.
Buffet World. Yeah. Everyone used to love it, but be like, ew. So did anybody go to that? Right.
You've got a restaurant rant. Is this from the pub that I sent you to? Right. So don't slag it off. Because
it's not. It's a genuine debate.
Don't slag me local off.
A genuine debate.
Beverly.
Genuinely.
Have you seen Beverly Callard, by the way? Just run to her Instagram page and have a look, guys.
Right. Okay. Who is she?
Beverly.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Is she doing bits?
Her Instagram is just the campus thing. I'm here
right,
for
we're
it.
Gonna
I'll
look.
Show you.
Okay.
Anyway, so the Stanford pub in Bowdoin.
Loved
Lauren
it.
Came round to mine the other day to see Sunday. My new house. And how cute were the kids together?
Oh, we need to talk about that as well. The kids together.
How cute is Snowy?
So we were together on Thursday at the Mum and Me event
and
as
we
well.
Took Teddy.
And we took Teddy and Tommy. Oh my God, Teddy is the...
He's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. He is
so
well behaved. So lovely.
And he was looking after Tom.
He was looking... He kept giving him like his car and stuff. He was really... He was lovely, wasn't he?
Were you surprised?
No, not really. I just haven't spent much time with him, really. I didn't think he'd be there. And he was a lovely little boy. Mm. So then on Sunday, me and James this time, because I went to see the house.
I think that made you feel a bit better about having a boy.
Yes, he was. I mean, because like people, obviously I've got a boy now, but I've got a boy baby. That doesn't mean anything until they're an actual boy.
Yeah,
no, he was absolutely lovely and very cute.
Yeah.
So then on Sunday, James and Tommy came to yours.
Yeah.
We came and had, Ed gave us a tour of the house, gave James a tour. Your mum and dad came over for a bit. That was lovely. And your mum had taken Snowy to church, hadn't she?
Yeah.
So Snowy
go
was
church.
There. Snowy is two, just turned two. Oh,
she's the cutest.
She looks just like Ashley, like blonde hair, blue eyes, and she's got these like little teeths. And she's
she's so cute.
Anyway, she was so cute with Tommy. It took her a while. She was like, and then she was holding his hand and she was kissing him and cuddling him. And then when we left, she gave him a cuddle and then she was stood.
Baby Tommy.
She was going, bye, baby Tommy. Oh. Bye. And then she was, when they keep saying bye and you think, I can't stop because it's going to upset her. So James is reversing off the drive. She's
bye,
still
baby Tommy.
Going, bye, baby Tommy. And every time I'm going, bye again. And then she's going, bye, baby Tommy. Bye. Because you can't leave a child
My
hanging.
My nan used to do
you
that
can't.
To me.
It was honestly, it was to the point when we'd gone past your house and I was still waving. Yeah,
like, no, my nan used to do that to the end of the road. She'd be like, bye. Waving.
And you can't let someone hang like that. So no. I kept, and every time, bye, baby Tommy. Anyway, right, so I said to Ashley,
my
where can we go?
Keeps popping out. Sorry, stunning. YouTube.
I said, where can we go for a Sunday roast? She recommended the Stanford Arms. It was lovely. Nothing to do with
was
that.
Was the food nice?
Yeah, nice. All good. Anyway, we went there. Let me set the scene. So it was quite, it's quite a busy pub. It was actually really busy.
So that's why I said
really chilled. Yeah. Really nice. Kids were there. We were in like a little room and we had a table and it was a table for four. So James always, this is another thing. I always like to sit opposite James, but he always wants to sit next to me.
Ed likes to sit opposite me, but I like to sit next to him.
Right.
So like if we're at a booth table, I'll be like, I'm sitting next to you so I can hold
yeah.
on
well,
to
I prefer to, I don't know. So let me just explain the table situation. It was a table for four. James and I were sat next to each other. He was on the edge of the table because he was pushing Tommy. It's quite busy. There was the football on. We were sat next to each other. Anyway, so this man comes over and says, because there's two seats opposite us that are free.
Like chairs, yeah.
Yes. And he goes, are these two seats free? And I was like, oh, those two, yeah. I said, somebody might be joining us, but I think you're probably all right. You can take the chairs. And he went, it's for two kids. I was like, oh my God, yeah, take them. And then he went, no. Can they come and sit here?
No, absolutely not.
Let me finish.
Absolutely not.
Let me finish, because I have opened the debate on this. So I was a bit taken aback. And I was like,
was he a worker?
No, just a dad. I think, I wouldn't like to guess, but I reckon he'd had a drink, but I wouldn't like to guess.
A drunk dad.
No, you're putting words in my mouth. I just had a feeling he perhaps had a couple of beers. Anyway,
with no mother present.
Just the man came into the little room we were in and said,
oh, I know the room you mean, the fire is.
So
yeah.
When I said, yes, the seats are free, I thought he meant to take chairs. And he said, they're for kids. So I'm like, yeah, of course. And then he goes, no, can they sit here?
No.
So James is stood up with his shandy, pushing the baby. And I was a bit taken aback. So I was like, what, with us? And he was like, yeah, they're only reading a book. They said it's a bit loud in there and they just want to sit. He said, they're not babies. They're 8 and 9. They just want to sit and read their book at the table.
I don't give a fuck. So Go home if it's too loud in the pub.
So I was a bit taken aback and I kind of thought, you know what? When anyone gets you with the kid card, you think there's nothing worse than when your kids are doing your head in. So I kind of felt a bit...
Go home.
So I went, yeah, they can sit there. He's like, they won't bother you. He was in the other room.
He was selling his kids to you.
He was like, they won't bother you. They just want to sit and read a book and it's too loud in there. So I looked up at James and he went, and James is going, and James is like really nice, isn't he? So this must, and he was going, what? And I was like, yeah, they can sit there. And he went, and then I made a joke and I went to him, oh my God, we've actually just got away from four other kids to sit here. And he went, oh, nightmare. Still didn't say, oh, well, I'll leave you to it then. Then he goes off to get the kids and James went, why have you said yeah? And I said, I felt a bit bad. This isn't going to do any harm. So he went, I'm not
Lauren,
having two kids sat
Lauren,
at my table.
Lauren.
And he was like, we've come out, number one, to get away from the kids. Number two, the parents are in the other room. They're not sitting there. And I was like,
was the mum there?
Not that I saw. Maybe in the other room. So that got the debate going. Guys, what do you think? Is that acceptable?
So
is it
not?
Did
the kids come in?
In the end, he came back in and he went, luckily for you, they've gone outside playing now or something
probably
like that.
Are you going to get run over on a main road?
They were like, we've got, they don't want to. So then James said to me, why? He went, I'm surprised you just said yes to that. And I was like, well, they're only sitting opposite us.
No,
I don't care.
I wouldn't.
So that brought up the debate. Is that normal?
No.
What would you say if somebody said that to you?
I'd say fuck off.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of
eating out's expensive now. Like,
yeah, but they were only going to sit and read the book. A bit awkward though. And also, what if one of them tripped and smashed the face? And I was like, whoa, it's a bit. You wouldn't. They were in my care. What if they were
weird?
Take
them home, hon. Like, they don't need to be in the pub on a Sunday.
I'm interested on everyone's thoughts on that.
Do you know what? Like, I have taken Saskia to, like, coffee dates where I am distracted and, you know, she might tootle around and whatever, and I'm guilty of that sometimes. The perfect place to actually do that with older-ish, I'd say 5 and above kids, 3, 4, 5, 6, Altrincham Market, because...
They can't wander around Altrincham Market!
There's a play area.
Oh, I thought you were going to say...
No! So in Alti Market, there's like the benches, and then in the corner, there's a play area.
Right.
And it's got like softy play bits.
So books, they can bugger
like
off.
All the, and you,
a lot of people,
everywhere you can see them.
You can see them. Okay. Would you have said no? Would you have said no? If that was the man, if I was the
Lauren,
man.
Lauren, I don't even spend time with my kids.
I get that. Like, no. I do get that. But if they were just reading a book, I wasn't going to talk to them.
I don't give a fuck what they're doing.
So what would you have said back to him? Sorry, unfortunately, we've had a bit of a break from our own children.
I'd say, I think it's best you take them home if it's too loud in the pub. I'd actually say it like
would
that.
Would you?
Yeah, wouldn't you?
I think you might be right. I'm normally quite like, yeah, because I don't, as we know, I don't love...
I don't think I'm confrontational enough. I'd probably have just done what you'd done and been absolutely fuming about it.
I can be confrontational. Like, I'm fine saying fuck off, but I actually wasn't asked.
No, and I don't even like kids. You don't need to be rude and say fuck off. You could just say,
oh, do you know what?
If it's too loud for them, you best take them home.
Yeah. Or you could say, do you know what? We've just got a day without all ours, which I did
make
a joke of.
Why the fuck are we apologising to fucking weird men
that want to drop the kids?
You're right.
You're right.
No, go and take them home, you freak.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's the debate and that's your answer. I'm just saying, I said to James, I'm going to put this on the pod.
Would James
never. I thought he was taking the chairs. And then when he was like, no, they're going to sit here, I was like, oh.
No, they're not.
Anyway, they didn't in the end. And Tom joined us instead. And we had a lovely little bit of Sunday dinner.
What other gossip have we got?
Do you know this morning, when I was driving to work, right? There was a couple of cars in front of me and somebody threw out of the window because, you know, you can see
litter bugs.
I hate litter bugs, by the way. But and it, as I carried on, I saw it dingly ding down the dual carriageway. And it was a can of G&T. You know, the great green and... Well, Lucas is not on that.
Ashley was in the car in front, was she?
Me, I was in front of you. Packet G&T fag.
Right. And just for a split second, I thought, this is a two things here. Number one, you went on the sesh last night and you're hungover and you've seen it and it's knocked you sick.
Gin,
and you're like, nah!
Gin in the morning.
Or, so I wondered, was it that they drove somewhere last night? She's driving to work. She's rough as fuck. She's seen the G&T. What? Chucked it out the window. Or... is she having a G&T on the way to work, downed it and chucked it out the window?
I'd say you've got to be a bit inebriated to throw something out of a window.
In general, I hate littering. That really annoys me. I don't like littering. I don't like things. And do you know what I hate? Not that a lot of people do this. Spitting.
Spitting. It's actually illegal now, I think.
So it should be. It's DNA. It's bacteria.
When
if a child...
They go...
And then they snot... It's.
I'm sorry.
I had an ex that did that once
near me, and I looked at.
Oh my god! I've done that too, and I've actually said that's disgusting because I'm sorry. That's your bodily fluid.
Rank.
It's like having a wank and spunking on the floor. It's your bodily fluid.
I've been caught throwing a fag on the floor.
Yeah, I have. I have.
Have you, Lucas?
Yeah.
Have you ever been caught? Yeah.
We've all been caught. Where are these people protecting us? Why have we all been caught? Fags on the floor.
Do you know what the worst that's happened to me for littering? So I went to Birmingham. I think I was working with you girls. And I had a meeting with my boss, but I was meant to have a day off. And I got to Birmingham and I had to like go into a Costa to just for 10 minutes to have Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And I had like a can of G&T or something.
What? You're the G&T litterer?
And I just put it outside Costa because I was like, I can't take
it
in.
Like on a ledge?
Just on a ledge because I was going to have it again. And these two like, but they were like wardens.
They love it.
And
they
love it. And it was G&T as well.
Do you know what I did? Because I was having a really bad day. I was meant to have the day. I burst. They were like 100. And Ashley will tell you, at the time I had no money and I just burst into tears. And it was,
You do know you don't have to give them.
I didn't know that.
Sorry,
time.
But that's a low. I know details. We shouldn't laugh because that, it's like, you know, when you look back at your life. And
how
like, where
much
was
did
the low
they charge
point?
You?
150 quid.
And you paid it.
Yeah.
And when you cried,
are such a pussy.
I know.
You know when you cried, did they care?
No.
Aw.
And I just broke down.
But why was there two against one as well?
I don't know.
So when it happened to me, I was with someone else. So I just went like this. I did a Homer Simpson into it was a man, not that way, it was a work thing. And I Homer Simpsoned into the bush and let him deal with it. And they took, do they have a little camera or something? But you don't have to give them your address, do you?
Well, when it happened to me, it was outside the studio.
Yeah, I remember.
And I was having a cigarette. Don't smoke, guys. Disgusting.
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 And then,
like Lauren and Christine across the road, and then I shut my car door, and as I shut my door, there was this big tall man like stood
that's
there towering
that.
Over me.
That's quite intimidating.
With one of those things. And they are dressed like police people.
Anything with a bit of a reflective, I fucking panic. Have you ever seen people on the horses that just wear a reflective? Me fucking arse goes everything. Oh, reflective.
Or like when you're listening to a song and you're like,
yeah, and you can hear a wee wee like a siren in the background. On it, the police.
And I've not even done anything. No.
The police scare me to death. If I can see them in my mirror anywhere, I'm sweating.
So anyway, I was like, oh, fuck. And it was so weird because I had been on TikTok like the night before, and these old grannies. Teddy says that.
Grannies.
Old granny. That's what he does when he sees an old person. And these two old grannies, probably what people call us now, and we're having the little Marlboro Reds, threw it on the floor, and they came over to them, and this man like ushered them away and was like, ladies, you don't need to give details.
Oh, helping them. That's nice.
And he helped them away. And then the man was like, you don't need to give your details to these people.
Right.
All you need to do is pick it up off the floor and throw it in the bin.
They'd not know that.
Yes, it's wrong. Right. But so I just watched that, and this man, he was so intimidating. And I was like, he was like, I need your details now. I am Manchester. And he made it sound like police, and I don't know. It couldn't.
Litter picker.
Anyway, started taking pictures of my car, Reg.
Oh my God.
I just went, I don't have time for this, and got in my car and drove
that
off.
That is such a you.
I don't have time for this.
But you had time to stand there having your bag. But I don't have time for this.
And I rang Lauren straight away.
Yeah, you were really shook up about this incident.
No, well, you're a pussy then. You called me a pussy.
She didn't cry.
No, I didn't cry. And also, she didn't have to pay the fine.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, you cried and paid the fine.
Littering's really bad, including fag ends.
It is disgusting. Like, I'm not saying it's not. So anyway, if that does happen to you, you don't
Can
have
Can I just say something, though? Why, when you are walking the streets, especially around here, do you always see a pair of knickers or a pair of boxers on the floor?
I've never seen it. Socks.
I see boxers.
Really?
On the floor. We were in Altrincham the other day, and I was like, to Ed, there's your Kelvins. Like, they're on the floor everywhere.
So
at
my
what
assumption
point is someone taking
I know,
them off?
I know. It's the night before. They've done a fart. They've followed through. Only option is to take off the boxers. You'd put them in a bin, though. Or they were shagging down an alley. The boxers came off.
Yeah, but
it was dark.
They just their boxers on.
Oh, yeah, maybe not the shagging. I think they've shit themselves. Yeah. Did you check them for shit?
Just get a little stick.
Did you get a stick and inspect it? I think random socks or a shoe.
A shoe.
I always wonder how someone's lost a shoe.
Yeah.
Like, what happened that you lost one trainer?
Do you remember that time I lost one shoe in London?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And the man held it hostage.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Okay. I think we've spoken.
Right, Valentine's Day now. Let's segue into Valentine's Day. Right, okay, so we're going to have a little break. I'm going to talk to you about the time I got caught cheating on Valentine's Day.
And I am going to tell you the story about a find out if someone's cheating hack and a little story I got told over the weekend.
Guys, we're back. So I'm not going to linger too long on this
because it's
PTSD,
naughty.
And I'm a really well-rounded, law-abiding citizen of humanity that brands really want to work with.
Yep.
Anyway.
What did you do, though?
Okay. It was Valentine's Day and I had two boyfriends.
Right. Boyfriends or situationships? Does it matter?
One was... Ed, who right? was the situation?
Okay, well, own fault.
And then a proper boyfriend. Okay. And then I was at my house, and David Wayman flowers are my favourite flowers. Like, all my friends knew that.
I didn't know that.
They're like the
I
best flowers
really,
in
so.
Manchester, either okay. Callie Louise or David
and
Wayman.
And he's a lovely guy.
He's a lovely
guy. Oh, do you know him?
Oh, well, he's one of us, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, of course.
Of course lovely. He is.
And he does the best flowers. So, anyway, they fucked up for me here, though. They delivered three big bouquets.
Right.
At the same time, and my boyfriend was around. And he was like, oh, I only ordered one and look at all these. I was like, I thought as well, like, because I didn't think that Ed was like going to send two massive bouquets of flowers. And
he really wanted to be number one.
Yeah. And he fucking cock-blocked me there. When I rang him and told him, he was laughing his head.
I bet he was. So what did the boy say?
I was like, oh, and I opened the card and he was like, stood over my shoulder. I was like, oh. And he was like, I knew it. I knew. And I was like, no, I don't know why he sent me them. And one was for Saskia and one was for me. And then the other one was off the other. And I felt like such a bitch. Well, I was a bitch.
And you got caught and that's on you. So, you cheating whore. Right.
Don't cheat anymore.
So, a girl I know sent me a voice note over the weekend about the time that she caught her boyfriend cheating on Alexa. And here's a hack for you to check the Alexa. So, I may get bits of it wrong. Forgive
me. The Alexa hack.
The Alexa cheating hack. So, he lived in Birmingham and she lived in Manchester. They shared the same... They had a Wi-Fi... No, wait a minute.
An Alexa account.
Yeah, they had an Alexa account. She was changing her Wi-Fi or something was going on. She was moving house. So she had to mess around with the Alexa. When she was messing around with the Alexa, which was connected to his house in Birmingham, she'd just left his the day before. And he'd said, I'm going to get an early night tonight, babe. And then he'd text her in the morning, like, I missed
you. She had to drive home.
I missed you not being with me last night. It was really lonely, blah, blah, blah. So this was going on. She goes on Alexa, messing around, trying to sort a Wi-Fi. And then in the Alexa app, there is a setting called Alexa Privacy. Within that setting, tap Review Voice History or Review Activity History. And then every time you say Alexa, it's filmed, it's recorded. So she went on it, and funnily enough,
a woman's voice.
So first of all, she was like, why, when he went to bed at 9, was he playing slow jams at midnight? Why was, because it shows Alexa play slow jams. She's thinking, this is weird. So then she finds the section that literally plays you back each Alexa command.
No.
And heard the girl, Alexa, play this, Alexa, play that. And then that morning, Alexa, what time is it? So she found out.
Did the girl leave?
Like 6 a.m. He was having a full-on affair. She went down and he tried to deny it, but she didn't tell him. She did what is very clever and she kept the receipts.
Keep your cool, guys. Always keep your cool.
Kept it cool. So when he denied, I was on my own last night. Gaslit I was on my her. Own last night. Alexa, play.
No, Alexa, it'll be an Alexa. What time is it? Brummy accent.
She might, Alexa. Alexa. Alexa, play.
Slow
Alexa,
jams.
What time is it? I can't do it. Anyway.
You a farmer.
So, girls, that is your Alexa hack. Get on the Alexa and find out. You can listen to every voice. And it records it for a couple of seconds either side. So she could hear the full slow jams, though. Like, at what point did somebody get... Like, at what point during the kissing do you go, Alexa, play slow jams? And, like, at that point...
That's a vibe killer.
So there's the hat.
Alexa, play Ibiza Chill Out Classics.
Well, depends what kind of shag you're having. It might be Alexa, play Clubland. Dancing in the dark.
At least back on a bit of Is It Freak Me by Dane Bowers? Because tonight, baby,
I
want
to get can't freaky play, with depends. You. I think the music determines the speed of the sex.
I don't
say
like
you're trying to have
to
like
music,
slow sex,
weird.
And then all of a sudden it's like,
but then
bom,
do you do
bom,
it in
bom,
silence?
What do you do? Like, dun, 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 dun. Dancing in the dark. Do you know what I mean? Like, what are you meant to do? Anyway, so, girls, check your Alexas and tell us what you find.
Tell us.
You just hear me being pissed off because all you'd hear is the kids going, Alexa, play Sabrina Carpenter, and then me going, Alexa, turn off! So that's all you'd hear all the time. Volume down.
Alexa, play APT. Right, we have a... dilemma.
Right, okay. We've got a dilemma. We mentioned we were going to do this and I am going to read it out now. It's on a screen and I've got it on my phone. So this is more of an update actually than a dilemma.
Love.
So you guys might remember if you're a long-time listener, long-term lurker. What's that? Where was that? Was that on Tattle that we saw someone's name was long-term lurker? Anyway, always sticks in my mind that. Fucking hell. Right, so She's written into Patreon. She's a Patreon girl, but she actually sent a dilemma to us about 2 years ago, maybe.
No, it's about a year ago. Is it a year?
Hi, girls. I had taken some time off, but recently I am back. I used to put all my drama on Patreon, and I feel like I should now update everyone. Way back when, I actually wrote into the pod about finding used condoms in my boyfriend's drawer. So if anyone remembers that, mm-hmm. she found them, and we were like, fuck that. Mm-hmm. He's cheating. Mm-hmm. But can you guess what she did?
Went back.
Stayed with him. Anyway, fast forward a year, and while we were back in Dubai last September, it came out on day 4 of the 10-day holiday that he'd actually been cheating on me for 6 months. I found out, we told you, I found out on that Are We Dating the Same Guy page in the middle of Saffron brunch. So I bet one of her mates must have sent it. So imagine in the middle of a brunch in Dubai, you sat with him, fucking get that, wow, I'd be chucking my brunch on him. Anyway, I spent the whole holiday thinking my life was over, and I was so upset, not knowing how my partner of 5 years could do that to me. I've since found out there was another girl that he cheated with as well. Anyway, 5 months on, and oh my God, it is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I see a lot of girls commenting here about how to get over a breakup and how it affects them, but I want to give you some positivity that it is always all right. And here is my advice. What a lovely girl. She's given us her advice. Are you ready? Keep busy. Depression can't hit a moving target.
Love that.
I fucking love that.
We're getting t-shirts with that on.
I think that's, can we like patent that quick? Invest in yourself. You are the prize. Mm-hmm. Have fun. Don't take yourself too seriously. Never, and I mean this wholeheartedly, settle for a guy. The first sniff of a red flag and they should be gone. Allow yourself to feel how you feel. I always say that, don't I? Anger, sadness, feel it all. Don't suppress your feelings, but then move on. Don't let yourself be available for a man. I was guilty of not making plans in case my ex wanted to see me. So I would put things off in case he happened to show up. And I realized I had no life of my own. Talk it over and over again until you have locked the box and thrown away the key. But that does take time. I actually agree with that. Sometimes if I'm told something or something happens, I need to go over it again and again and again and again. I might need to talk about it again and again and again until I've got nothing to say.
Some people do that a little bit too much though.
Everyone has their own time scale. Love, I won't say a name, but she's one of our like hardcore Patreon girls. And I just wanted to share that for two reasons. Number one, the advice is absolutely fucking amazing. And number two, if anyone out there now has just split up, just found out someone's cheating, she is your inspo. Because I remember her writing in and she was in the fucking trenches. And look at her now. Best thing that ever happened to her.
Oh, bless.
Thanks. I want to say a name, but I can't.
We love it when you guys give us updates on things. Like if you're not part of the Patreon crew, like... You know, you hear snippets, but there's some stuff on Patreon that we're all so invested in. And we love getting updates, not just from Patreon, but from you guys. When you do send us in a story or a dilemma, keep us updated.
Yeah, tell us what happened after. Tell us what you did with our advice. Probably ignored it. I would. And like what happened after, because I love to know that. We told you he was cheating though, mate. We knew. And you chose to get back with him. So
he's not having posh wanks, is he?
No.
I was thinking that at the start. That's literally the first thing that popped to me.
I think when we gave the advice, one of us did say, could he be having a posh wank? And then
not
we
realized, at our age. No. I think posh wanks are for when you're like 30.
Hiding it and living at home.
Well, no, like when they're like, ooh, condoms, what does this feel like?
Maybe it was during COVID and that was PPE.
PPE.
Maybe. Right.
So we've now got to round off this episode a bit of a difficult dilemma. It's not great, I'll be honest.
Oh no, I am sat.
I'm gonna keep it obviously anon. It's in Patreon, but it's anon. Hi girls, advice please. I've opened a diary in my drawers at home. Because I'm home alone, and as my fella is always out, I thought I'd love to journal. Anyway, I've opened it, and my partner has been writing about his ex in it. So she's gone, she's thought, oh, I'd like to journal. Opened it, she's already started reading it. He said in it, he knows he loves me, but he feels that there is a soul tie between him and his ex. And
this man's not straight.
And he prays to God that he can break it. He then also goes on to say he's already missed out on a marriage. They were engaged. Ladies, please help. What shall I do? I know it's a complete invasion of privacy that I even read it, but I also didn't know what was going to be in the diary when I opened it. I'm just a bit lost for words. For context, we have lived together for 2 years.
Whoa.
How do I go about this?
Whoa.
Or am I overthinking what he's written? So I replied within Patreon straight away, mm-hmm. and loads of the other girls did. My advice was this. You can't sit on this. You're going to have to tell him.
She's going to have to leave
him. She hasn't gone looking for this diary. And I'm sorry, but no, even Jesus Christ on the bloody cross, God's spirit wouldn't open something. I don't know where I was going with that. Wouldn't open something.
What the hell are you?
What the hell? Whoa. And what I'm trying to say is even a saint wouldn't open something, realize that he journaled, you'd catch a couple of words. You couldn't then put that back. You couldn't. You would have to read it. And as soon as you realize the content of this, you would read it because you would need to know. I would
pull all of the pages out individually.
Ram them up his arse?
And stick them.
He might like it.
All, yeah, it sounds, yeah, like it. Sounds like he'd like it. And stick them all over the walls for when he got home. And then I'd move all my shit out and I'd ghost him.
Right, I feel like you've been a bit harsh because let's remember this. Right, one second. Let's just for him.
Men have feelings too.
Men have feelings too. Men have vaginas too. No, so let's just remember this. He has written this.
Journaled.
Privately. He didn't want her to see it. It's an
think
issue.
It in your head, you fucking weirdo.
Listen, it's an issue he's dealing with. He hasn't gone out there to hurt her. It doesn't sound like he's cheated on her. So I don't think she should be coming at him in a place of anger because he's privately done this. He's got these feelings. He says that he loves her. He doesn't know what to do about his ex. People think these things. He's written it down. I don't feel like he's done anything malicious or nasty. So I think putting all the bloody pictures for him to read is not right. But I do think there has to be a conversation. And I think the conversation needs to be, listen, I didn't mean to find it. So don't start with that you've invaded my privacy because I didn't mean to.
Oh, of course she'll get all of that. Yeah,
but she didn't mean to. I have read it. What the fuck happens now, though? In my opinion, it's dead.
It's done. Imagine you'll never be able to drink white wine around that man again.
Because you will attack him.
Because, yeah, like you'll be...
Bring it up.
Yeah, like, this is over.
It's over.
And we all just need to face the music now.
Yeah, I agree. Don't let this drag on for 6 months to a year where you try and you try because this is the other thing.
It's not good for your mental health at all. And his clearly isn't okay either.
Not so much now, but when I was younger, this would have sent me into a spiral of self-deprecation and loathing. And what I would have done is I would have become obsessed with this girl. I would have thought, well, if he's still in love with her, what has she got that I haven't? Yeah. What does she do? And then I would have, it would have eaten me up and I would have morphed into her, actually, because that's what I used to do. But it's not good for you. If you're not the only one, and it's not his fault. Listen, if he's got feelings for somebody else, then yeah, what like can you do? But the best thing you can do is set him free, let him go and get her back, maybe, whatever. But you need to be number one and you're not number one.
How has she sat on this? Like...
Awful. She must be sat there shaking.
Bless her.
Awful, awful, awful. There's nothing worse when you find something out and then
self-destruct. Sat there.
I think he's doing the same.
Yeah, well, maybe
you said that gay man.
I did.
You said that gay man.
You said it. A gay man can make a gay man. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's something I've forgotten. So Ashley and I decided, it was your idea, wasn't it? That it'd be really cute to write each other a poem. Okay.
Yay.
The gay man said that, by the way, not us. I love having a gay man on here because we're covered for so much shit. Yeah. We're like, well, Lucas is gay.
I can say what I want.
Say what I want.
He's gay.
Okay, so I've written it myself.
LBGT.
Can I just make this clear? I've written this with no assistance. And I bet she's not written it with no assistance.
Accusations.
Okay.
Go on in, Lozzie Lee. You go first.
Go on.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Is there any part of your body that still belongs to you?
No!
Yes!
Ashley Stobart, Lady of the Lorries. Your skin is so perfect. Your brows are too. It's such a shame you look like Bonnie Blue. Your hair is bouncy like never seen before. So it should be. At £50 plus four.
Oh! This is good.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are lovely. Sometimes you are rude. It served you right when you uploaded that nude. A podcast host and a business lady boss. When Ed says no, you don't give a toss. You spend most Mondays lying in bed jerking. When Ed, and my wish for you is they give you that Birkin. This poem took me ages. My love is the key, but I bet you wrote yours on ChatGPT.
Oh my.
Lauren, and I that's fucking
I sat good. In bed last night going like this.
Did Jay's you like, honestly you? Do that yourself?
May God be
did
my witness.
Did you honestly do that yourself?
May God be, the one
You're
thing
very
I did
spiritual
do,
today, aren't
the
you?
The one thing I did do is ask ChatGPT, but it was down last night, what rhymes with lorries? And there wasn't anything because it went down, so I had to kind of switch up a bit.
Right.
Right.
Brilliant.
Well, yeah, mine is written with assistance.
Because I was going to write you one, Lucas, but I fell asleep.
The kind of gal I am.
Okay. Listen.
For Lauren. Lauren, my love, my chosen soul, my best friend, my chaos, my comedy gold.
Oh, this is much nicer than mine.
Married to James, queen of the clan, four kids deep and still cooler than most of us can. She runs on black coffee, Lambert and Butler air. And a spoonful of Dolmio Carbonara, like a gourmet millionaire.
What did you tell ChatGPT?
A monster munch dust on her fingertips still. Pickled onion breath, honestly, a thrill. A piggy little nose that scrunches just right. And a lisp that makes punchlines land twice as tight. TikTok confuses her. Yes. She hasn't a clue. But give her a mic and she'll outshine the view. On Nip Tuck, we laugh till our faces all ache. Surgery level honesty, no edits, no fake. She's funny, she's stunning, effortlessly so. The kind of attractive that quietly glows. The sort of friend who just gets your soul, who knows all your stories and still loves you whole. So here's to Lauren, the realest I know.
Oh, I love that. Thanks. Yours was much nicer than mine. What did you put in? She's really nice. She has a piggy
it's
nose.
Somewhere.
She likes Dolmio.
It's somewhere.
We Wait. Need to. I think you need to tell us what you put in there because they made a good one.
Like, write a poem for my best friend, Lauren. She's married to James. She has four kids. She likes Monster Munch Chris. She has a piggy nose and a lisp. She doesn't eat much, just black coffee, L&B cigs, and Dolmio Carbonara packet sauce. She doesn't know how to use TikTok. We've got a podcast together called Nip Tuck.
They did a fucking...
They did a fucking great job.
Great job. Right. And on that note...
On that note, love you
we
guys.
Should have both liked. Do you know what I'm going to do, Lucas? I might write you a poem for next week just because I feel like you've been left.
Right. Out. Well, there it is. You said
Seven
it now.
7.5 inches thick.
We'll get to it.
Invisalign.
Young, no, maybe not young. I was going to Twinkie
Lucas,
man make him.
How did your date
him,
go?
Oh, shit,
before
quickly, quickly.
We end, how did your date go? Well, it's Valentine's episode. Tell us.
So the date I was meant to have, he was on the train and it was about 30 minutes before we meant
I've
to meet. And he went, I've just had to get off the train. I've got a call from my mum. My dad's been rushed to hospital with, you know, potentially a heart attack. So obviously straight away, I was like, that's absolutely fine. Don't worry about it. But I turned to my mate,
Red flag.
Jack,
Red
and he went, but he is gay. And you know what gays are like.
Oh, shit.
I told two other friends, they all said the same. Just for the record,
we don't
I
know.
Still believe it
okay.
because...
Has he been texting you since?
Not had a word since.
Okay. He got a better offer or his dad had
I wanna,
a heart
attack. You know, I want to be delicate about this because I don't... I
you
personally don't,
know. Don't
understand how anyone could make that up. So I
that
still...
Would be awful. That would be awful.
But I'm only being bad on this because I've been listening to a podcast... guys, you all love my recommendations of TV and podcasts. So here you go. The Dating Detectives on Apple and Spotify. And it's two, what are they called? Private investigators, mm-hmm. two women who are mainly employed by women who are being cheated on.
That sounds great.
Oh my God, it's fab.
So
and
men lie.
All of the stories are usually, it begins with someone's been
right.
in an accident.
So my,
sorry.
The only thing I would say, really, really quickly before we end, the only thing I would say on this, now I am not asking you to take a picture in the hospital. I'm not saying you should, but if that was me.
Lauren.
And I, no, listen.
To a first date.
No, listen. And I was meeting somebody. This is just me. And I was on the train and that happened. I honestly, so that they didn't think I was taking the piss, I'd take a quick picture train, like, just so you know, I was on the train. I'm so sorry. I would evidence it in some way. And then I would follow up with, I am so so sorry that happened, blah, 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 blah. And if he hasn't, okay. Let's see. Let us
right,
know, Ailey.
Guys, we're back on Friday on the bonus. You need to watch us on YouTube because mm-hmm. you can see all of our reactions to everything and our glorious pajamas. Follow us and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star glowing review. And don't forget, the chat continues on Patreon. Get in touch as well. If you tap the link tree on our Instagram, all of the details of how to get in touch are there because we need you. This podcast is made on your
life.
Fucking stories. We mm-hmm. love it. We are here for it. Just like, even if you know, oh, it's only Lucas that sees it. We don't even know the names of people. Send it in, you know, Lauren. Everyone deserves it. So yeah, we love you all, guys. Thank you all. Bye.
Bye. Bye.